Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, is the way sports talk radio should be. All right, Ephraim, we are sticking with the NBA because there is so much going on in the association. And you know, and I know, and we all know that after game 4 on Monday night, when the Lakers were eliminated from these NBA playoffs by the Denver Nuggets, LeBron James brought up the idea that he might retire. We don't believe it. I don't know if anybody really does believe it. But that has gotten a lot of people to thinking. And one of them is Kevin O'Connor, who does a great job covering the NBA for The Ringer. And he wrote a column, Ephraim, saying, giving 4 reasons why LeBron may have said what he said. 1, he might really be considering retirement. 2, he might step away for a year and come back. 3, Rob G, you might have to help me out because I want to save the one we're going to talk about for last. There was one other reason in there. Keep pressure on the Lakers front office, right, to, you know, build around him and add a star, add better players, whatever. And this is the one I want to get to, Ephraim, that LeBron James actually wants to play with Steph Curry in Golden State. Now, let me set it up. Draymond Green and LeBron are really good friends. Steph Curry is the one, maybe the one player, I don't know if the only one, but one player that LeBron has said he would love to play with. Obviously, they would be in position to win rings. Golden State is. They're talking about bringing back Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, signing them to extensions, which means they want to maximize, understandably, Steph Curry's career there. So this going young now may be out the window, or, you know, trying to go both routes, win now, go young. They may just say, you know what, let's just win as much as we can now. And so they could trade a Jordan Poole, a Jonathan Kuminga, a Moses Moody, an Andrew Wiggins, any collection of those guys to the Lakers for LeBron James. Now, LeBron might have to be like, look, go to the Lakers and say he wants out. And Draymond obviously would push for it as well. But Ephraim, first of all, what are your thoughts on that? And secondly, let's say, just for kicks and giggles, that it happens. And obviously they'd be a great team. And I think they could win a championship, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
Would that help? Would LeBron James winning a championship or two, let's say two, in Golden State with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, so et al., would that help or hurt his legacy?
I think his legacy is set. I think LeBron James' legacy as the second greatest player to play basketball is set. I don't think him teaming up with other MVPs, Steph Curry, a generational player like Steph Curry, I don't think going there and winning championships moves that needle in his legacy at all. I mean, it didn't move the needle for Kevin Durant when he went.
Well, a tad.
That needle,
at least he got him some rings.
He got him some rings. What that did was it got him rings. It didn't move the needle. It showed us what we know to be true. He's not a leader. He's not the alpha.
Right.
You can go join somebody and become an intricate part, an important part of a championship team. But to be the alpha, the dog, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the greatness, the greatest,
right,
the GOAT. We're talking about being the dog. And if you go team up with a alpha, with a great, great player, a generational player, and Steph Curry, you don't add to your GOAT legacy. You get more rings. And I don't think the two are synonymous with each other.
I hear you. And I tend to agree with you. But let me throw this out. If he goes there, let's say they win two rings.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, because there are a lot of people of your and I, our generation. We, like you said, we got Jordan as the GOAT. And there's a lot of people of that generation. One of the big arguments for why Jordan, there's a lot of them, but why he is ahead of LeBron, is a lot of people will say, especially players that played in Jordan's era, well, LeBron handpicked his championship teams. Mm-hmm. When he went to Miami, he obviously stacked that team with Wade and Bosh. When he went back to Cleveland, he made sure they traded Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love. Maybe that was a mistake in hindsight, but at the time, you remember, Ephraim, Kevin Love was viewed as a top 10 player putting up those numbers in Minnesota.
Oh, he's 25 and 12 a night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes getting 20 rebounds,
oh, yeah,
30
yeah, yeah.
points, 20 rebounds. So, and obviously they had Kyrie. And then he wins his championship in L.A. He goes there, and then they trade for Anthony Davis, you know, which he had something to do with. And now you would be going to join your best teammate of all, right, mm-hmm. Steph Curry. So I feel you. Here's where what I want to throw at you, though, a little curveball. Our generation and those of us who have Jordan ahead of him now, which is most people, would – it wouldn't move the needle for us. But going forward, I think most millennials, particularly after The Last Dance, have Jordan ahead of LeBron or Generation Z, but when they're controlling the narrative, I think more of them will say LeBron. like more than says now. I don't know that it'll be a majority of them, but it will become more of an argument than it is even now, which, and it's a good argument now, but it'll become more so because they will have grown up watching LeBron and really didn't see Mike other than hearing the legends and watching The Last Dance and watching YouTube videos and so on and so forth. But you couple that, Ephraim, with LeBron, and again, we're speaking hypothetically. If he gets six rings, you're right. He might, he won't, he probably wouldn't be the finals MVP for all six. But if he gets six rings and he's got all of, you know, the longevity, the highest leading score of all time in total points, top five in assists. High, you know, not too high in rebounds, but at least on the map in rebounds. Like, he'll have all these longevity awards, as many rings as Jordan. And then you could say even, well, and he was went to twice as many finals as Jordan. There, I do think years from now, and I'm not speaking 20 years, I'm talking about 10 years, even less, I think that will be an argument that those that really didn't see Mike and really didn't, may not have even, you know, just didn't see that, they're going to look at it and say, you know what, six rings equals Mike, twice as many finals appearances, and then he's got all these records. And they're going to, that's an argument for LeBron, even if he's only got four or five finals MVPs.
Yeah.
And wasn't the driving force of the team necessarily.
I think the biggest thing is, if you look at LeBron James and Michael Jordan's careers, as of right now, LeBron James has played 20 years.
Yes.
Michael Jordan has done more in his 14 years than LeBron 15. Has done, 15 years, than LeBron has done in his 20 years.
Agreed.
In terms of, not the scoring and all of that. We get it. The longer
the
more you go.
But really the scoring. Because obviously points per game is what we usually view it as. Right.
So that's where the roadblock happens. The longer LeBron plays, that just adds to the greatness of Michael Jordan.
Well, what LeBron faces, and now let's say he doesn't go to Golden State, or even if he does go there and they don't win, the longer LeBron plays, Ephraim, without winning another championship. And it's already Jordan won six rings in 15 years, and LeBron won four in 20.
That you can't even get past that.
If it becomes, right? If it becomes four in 23 or 24, that's the flip side of it.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Then the longevity could actually be working against you.
So like I say, even if he wins another one, and that's five in 23 years, you're making the argument.
You're making the argument for Jordan. You don't think some, particularly the younger ones.
Of course. Some people, look.
Right.
It's the same reason we're still having the argument now. I got a shoe group, a friend group that we, you know, it's about nine of us. We grew up, you know, in this era as a couple of young cats. And, you know, my brother, who's a hater, he hates the Lakers. And so he was like, so, you know, what does this do to LeBron's legacy that he got swept? And I'm like, look, man, we can't debate the greatness, like, you know, what he was like, what does this do to the argument that LeBron's better than Jordan? And I said, that's, we don't do that in this shoe group because we all are in agreement. All right. It's very little LeBron James can do unless he wins four championships the next 4 years in a row. Like, you got to do something crazy like that, right? For LeBron James, last 4 years, he won a championship each year and was finals MVP. Like, that's unattainable.
Which is unrealistic.
Like, come on.
But
right?
you also might be like, do it in L.A.
Yeah.
Without adding Kyrie.
Right? So,
I'm just saying.
You got to do something beyond special. And I don't know how much beyond special is out there for LeBron James to be able to do. Going with Steph Curry and Klay and Draymond, that's not beyond special.
Right. Winning more rings, does that help your legacy? Absolutely. I mean, look, if he had six rings, it would help his legacy.
Yeah, but not.
Where it doesn't help you is, at least in our generation, is the GOAT convo with Mike. But I do think going forward, it would help for those that really didn't see Mike. But let's throw it out to the listeners. We haven't heard from them today, Ephraim. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What are your thoughts on the notion of LeBron James teaming up with Steph Curry in Golden State? Would you like to see it? And could it move LeBron ahead of Michael Jordan? Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. It's Chris and Ephraim in for Rob Parker. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam, live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards will automatically double all the cash you've earned. You'll get it back. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled, y'all. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you want to see LeBron James and Steph Curry playing together in Golden State? And what could that do for LeBron's legacy? Your thoughts.
Dre in Michigan, you on with the Odd Couple. What you got?
What's going on, Chris? This is Ephraim Salaam.
What's happening?
Hey, what's Ephraim, up, man? Ephraim, I know you do the writing, but whoever do the casting for Bel-Air need an award. Because y'all find the finest black women that I ever seen in my life.
Hey, man.
That was a great show, brother.
I got my hand in
I'm
all
watching
kinds of
that
stuff.
Now, Ephraim. It is good, man. You did a great job.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. We worked really hard on that thing, man.
Yeah, that's I'm what's enjoying up. It. My wife and I watch
tell LeBron don't do that. Don't do that. I think he's going to find, like KD, that's going to be one of the most unfulfilling championships he can get. They were very close this year. Just retool, revamp the team where LeBron don't be having to play 40 minutes through the season, and I think they'll be all right next year. They just got to make little small pieces. They don't have to do nothing major. Just get rid of people like D'Lo, bring another qualified point guard, capable point guard, and just retool the rest of the bench, and I think they'll be all right. But don't go to Golden State. It ain't nothing. You can't win nothing by doing that. Yeah, championship, but it won't mean nothing to nobody.
I agree with that. Like, it's, you can get a championship, but it's not like, you know, LeBron James went and got a championship. It's LeBron James joined Steph Curry and his crew win championships.
It might help Steph's legacy more.
Right.
You know, because everybody going to say it's Steph's team, which it will be, you know.
Well, it is. Any person who goes to Golden State is going to join Steph and his team.
Right, right.
That's just what it is.
Right. I feel you on that one. All right. All right. Well,
appreciate that. I mean, look, he agrees. It would just be weird, man. You want to talk about take a weird turn of your legacy and all of that? It'd just be like, okay, well, what's
my
happening?
I'm with you. My only thing though is years from now, people will look and see, man. LeBron got just as many rings as Jordan. LeBron, the leading scorer all time. LeBron, top five in assists.
LeBron,
you know,
played 30 years and won 6 rings. Like that alone throw you off. Let's go to Mike in Washington. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, thanks, gentlemen, for taking my call. Appreciate it. I know I've called in before and talked to y'all, Chris, about this in the past. My opinion for this one is, okay, so LeBron, quote-unquote, go chasing a championship again like he did in Miami, but quote-unquote Steph's team, but he's going to go to a team that's stacked. Like he went to Cleveland, as you guys said earlier, he put that team together, got his championship, went to L.A., got AD. Now, and the stat you said earlier in the program, okay, Jordan got his 6 and what, 15? Yep. And Jordan's going to take LeBron will possibly be 6 and 23. I agree with you. The numbers speak for themselves. He can pad all his stats he wants, but the biggest one is going to be he's chasing championships again, possibly try to get to Jordan again. He can pad all the numbers he wants. It's just not going to look good. That's my take.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, I just think it's a losing battle at this point. Like, the more years you play, can actually act.
It can work again.
Yeah, right. So, you know, right. Appreciate that. Let's go to Will in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? What's going on, Mr. Ephraim?
What's happening?
And honestly, nothing much, man. And honestly, I mean, LeBron has secured himself amongst the greats. Mm-hmm. I mean, and rightfully so. Like, he's able to have, you know, a fan base and a consumer base that says, hey, his contribution has been just as important as any of the names like Michael or Kobe. But right. As far as putting him, like, ahead, like, in that 2 spot, I can't say that through and even in the – I mean, he's still got to play through whatever career he has left. And so whatever that yields, that is his fair shot at saying, okay, where is he truly at? But I can't, at this time, even his present playing time, place him anywhere out ahead of Tim Duncan comfortably because this is also someone that has beat LeBron at that highest level of competition and secured in his own right a place amongst one of the greatest at his position. Although we can say that LeBron has done the same as a point forward, point guard, just like a prototypical player, he still just hasn't secured that yet. And I think, you know, fair enough, if he has some years left, let's see where he does. But at this time, not just yet.
I'm going to say this, a good call. I'm going to say this, Ephraim, and we got to get to Monty in a moment. But
she can wait.
If Tim Duncan, if Tim Duncan had the personality of Kevin Garnett, same stats as he had during his career, same number of championships, 5 championships, 6 appearances in the finals. I think he'd be ranked even higher. He might be in the GOAT conversation. I hate to say it because that kind of indicts the media, but do you disagree with that?
Well, that's how dominant he was.
Right.
And because he didn't have the charisma, he didn't have that outward look at me, He just went about his work, man. Yep. He off the backboard, kill you to death, dribble, post, hook,
yep.
Shoot the jumper, rebound, win championships. Bruh, like, you want to talk about the silent assassin?
Kobe. I mean, you know, obviously Manu and Tony Parker were really good.
But they weren't that. Kobe. They weren't right. That coming out.
Right. And they wasn't that ever. Kobe.
Ever.
You know what I mean?
Never
right?
That.
So, yeah. Now, that all weighs into it. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Jokic. All right. Ja Morant. We're going to talk about this. It's getting serious. I mean, it's already been serious, but it's getting really serious. That's next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the TireRack.com studios. And Ephraim, I said it going into the break. Ja Morant, Rob G, you there? Just summarize for us, if you're there, the Ja Morant, the latest with him.
Chris, I'm always there for you. You know that.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a very spooky time on Wednesday morning involving Ja Morant because he posted some very cryptic messages on his Instagram stories. It was a series of pictures. The first one was with his mother, and it said, "Love you, Ma," with the blue heart emoji. Next was his father, "Love you, Pops," same thing with the heart emoji. A photo of his daughter says, "You the greatest, baby girl," another heart emoji. Follow that up with a post of his back during an NBA on TNT interview, and all it said was, "Bye," period. So it got people speculating, worried about his mental health and his well-being. So local law enforcement actually conducted a welfare check on Ja at his home to following the cryptic messages, and they determined that he was okay, and it was Ja's way of expressing he was going to take a break from social media. Those cryptic messages have since been removed.
All right, first of all, Ephraim, thank you, Rob. That's scary. That's scary. And I hate to say this, I don't believe that it was just about getting off social media. Because you can call your parent. I mean, I'm sure I bet he talks to his parents just about every day, if not every day. And you can easily see them. You probably see them quite often as well. You could tell them in person that you're getting off social media. You can call them, whatever. I just think that his family, man, they need to embrace him, and I just would stay around. I wouldn't really leave him alone, man. And I would make sure ain't nothing in that house he can hurt himself with. I mean, this was scary to me, seeing that.
When I saw it, I try to look at it like this generation in terms of what social media has meant to this generation. Right? We know that Ja spends a lot of time on social media. A lot of people, you know, I got 21 and 26-year-old nephews. They live on that stuff. And when I first read the article, I saw it as, yeah, in a real reality, you would just call your mom and your dad and you tell them, "I love you," or your daughter, and you talk to them all the time. But in
right. But in
society where you have to let every single person know what you're doing and what you plan on doing, then you post that on social media because you need to, instead of just logging off, you have to let the people know you're logging off.
I hear you.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, believe me, I hope you're right.
But
it's
become
version.
Part of the fabric of who you are. Like, you can't even do something or accomplish something without letting people on social media, letting the world know it just doesn't feel right.
Agreed. And I hope your interpretation and version of this is right.
I really do as well.
Right? But here's the thing. You brought up your nephews. Would your nephew, it's one thing if you would your nephews go in there and say, "Hey, everybody, I'm taking a break. I'm off for a year," you know, whatever. "I'm taking a break from social media." Or would they say that to their parents? Are Ja's parents on social media like that. His baby daughter ain't on social media, obviously.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and again, I hope I'm wrong. I'm just saying I'm worried about this dude. And I thought even, you know, at what, a week or two ago, whenever it was that he had the second incident with the gun, that, you know, I don't fault the people for coming down, you know, hard on him. But I also am like, man, this dude seems troubled. You know, because obviously that's not a rational thing to do. You've been chastised for doing it a month, 2 months ago. You told the commissioner you wouldn't do it. He warned you, so to speak. I'm sure Nike and his other endorsers, you know, warned him, if you will.
Of course.
You still do it. Yeah. Like, it seems like he really needs help. And even, Ephraim, even with the first incident, remember how he was talking about, you know, I need to find a better way to deal with my stress.
Mm-hmm.
I need to, you know, and even his interview with Jalen Rose, I found a way to deal with the pressures of life. And like, he's talking like he is really burdened. And that saddens me because this dude worked his entire life to get to the NBA, right?
Yep.
And worked incredibly hard because he wasn't, you know, a prodigy as a younger guy. He worked his entire life, finally gets his dream. And beyond that, because he becomes one of the best players in the world, has a shoe deal, has all these other deals, commercials. And he appears to be miserable. And so it is so unfortunate. I think some of that, to your point, is an indictment just on, you know, there are all types of studies about social media and the damage it can do.
Oh, it is damaging. Right?
Yes. And so to
the not fully developed mind, social media is a pitfall, man. It is horrific. And I'll say this. I feel bad for Ja in terms of he doesn't have, based on the information that we have, he doesn't have the type of support that he needs at this time in his life. When you look at the incidents that he's been involved in, two of them were perpetuated by his mother.
Right, right.
Right? That alone speaks volumes.
Yep.
Right? His father has become a celebrity. Right?
Yeah.
The clone of Usher, the chain, the courtside, the arguing with fans. He's living
the sunglasses.
Right, you see what I'm saying?
So
when you look at what's going on, that's the part that breaks my heart, because everybody keeps saying, "Well, somebody need to grab him."
Right. Somebody being his dad.
Right. The people who supposed to be that. Right. He doesn't have that. If your mom, it ain't no way in hell my mom would jeopardize what I've worked so hard for, what we've worked so hard for some kid who work at Foot Action.
Right.
Or some girl in the stands at a girls volleyball game.
Well, let me ask you this, because I agree with you completely. I think, you know, I've said, I feel like, and I've run this by some people in Memphis that are, you know, closer to that situation, and they've agreed. If his father went from being his father to, once he made the league, becoming his boy.
Yep.
And kicking it. And here's what I wanted to ask you. Would that, if you're in Ja's shoes and you see your dad all of a sudden become, you know, like that, because I doubt he was like that, right?
I'm pretty sure he was.
Right? I mean, wouldn't that throw you off? And you might get some resentment.
Yeah, definitely. It would be a turnoff, because,
right,
like, the last thing you want as an athlete is reports in articles of on your parents or something they're doing, or right, like, they're not the star. Any parent capitalizing on the stardom of their child, that's a whole nother issue.
Right.
Remember what's the left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys? Tyron Smith.
Right.
Right? Remember all of the stuff he was going through with his family?
Yeah.
Early on in his career.
Yeah, good point.
And he was like, he was on his way out the league.
Yep.
And Jerry Jones and him was like, oh, okay, well, he got some help. Yeah. But it didn't come from the house.
Right.
This fame and this money thing, man, it does a number on people. My dad and my mom, they were happy for me. And that was it.
Yep. They didn't expect you to take care of
them. My dad was like, hey, man,
right?
That is your life. You worked hard for it. You do you. And that was it. It was no, hey, are you going to give me a house? And I bought my mom a house. I bought my dad a car. But I did that.
Right. Right. They wasn't like.
No.
Dropping hints.
No, my dad wasn't on the sidelines of the game. My dad wasn't at the Super Bowl on the sideline with a chain on. Right? With a Dirty Bird shirt. Talking about we in here. He wasn't at the strip club. At the one celebration.
I feel you, man. And I you lose all authority. I mean, and I'm guessing your dad was much like my dad was the authority in the house.
Of course. Come on. My dad worked at prison, Folsom Prison. You want to talk about authority?
Right. Well, there you go. But you forfeit all that once you start being my boy.
Yeah, we're not going to hang out. I'm not going to go hang out with my dad.
I feel you, man. Well, look, let's keep this brother in our prayers. We ask all y'all
out there. Man, please, man.
Keep John Morant in your prayers. His family needs to be around him, and they need to get –
part of the problem, though. That's the whole thing, man.
I'll say it this way.
Man.
They need to get him – like, he really needs to go to serious counseling at this point.
In the African-American community, man. You gonna tell them people our problem? Like, it's just a stigma. It's messy, man. It's real messy because the people you should be leaning on and turning to have perpetuated some of the things that you've been in.
Yeah.
And so where do you go, man? Where do you go?
That's probably how he may be feeling, no doubt. All right. That's good stuff, man. So keep Ja Morant in your prayers for real and his family. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam, in for Rob Parker. Keep it locked. We got more to come.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Blue Jays come back only one other time this year.
There's a swing and a long drive deep to right field, heading over the head of Lucas and into the stands. Home run! Luke Rayleigh with a homer, lefty on lefty, number 10, and it's 2-0 Rays.
All right, that was a Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. He's Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, wrapping up a three-hour show. And we're going to go out with a bang. Rob G, Kyrie, back in the news.
Yes, he is back in a big way. He's been all over Instagram Live and Twitter Spaces, and he's really sounding off on folks like Ephraim Salaam. Here's what he said.
Wow.
With regards to guys like Ephraim, who continue to discuss what's next for Kyrie in his NBA future.
Okay.
Said, quote, "The speculation around my name from all these individuals that get on TV, have these personalities. When they speak of my name, they're talking about potential teams I'm going to. Respectfully, I'm asking you to please stop paying attention to that. I am in no rush to make a decision, Ephraim."
That's what
he didn't say Ephraim.
Of course he's in no rush. He got to find out who's offering money. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it may not be up to him right now.
Right. It's certainly not only his call, right?
No.
I mean, he's going to he's left so much money on the table already.
Yeah, man.
Thankfully, he's already, you know, rich beyond his wildest dreams. But, man, what would you, if you were in his shoes, you're just going to the highest bidder?
Well, at this point, yeah. Because is he chasing the ring? Is he?
He got a ring, right?
Right. So at this point, you want to maximize your earning potential, right, because this is right. Probably his last big deal.
Right.
So with that said, I'm going to maximize that, whether it be in Detroit or wherever that is. You just now, if the money's not important, then you go somewhere where you want to be, the city you would want to be in for multiple years. Right? If it's about the money, then you grab what you grab and you go where you go and you just suck it up for however 4 years or however long that deal is. It's a long time to be somewhere you don't want to be.
You make an interesting case. I mean, it seems like he's going to go for the money. That's why he left Brooklyn. He's from the area, you know, northern New Jersey, right near New York. Was playing with one of his best friends and Kevin Durant. And left because they weren't going to give him the money he wanted. He has a ring. I think he's a Hall of Famer. Some may disagree. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And Ephraim, you know this, for point guards, it's not like bigger players where the rings are like that important. And furthermore, even though I think Kyrie's a Hall of Famer, he's not on that level where like a Steph. Right, where we're counting his rings. Because Steph now is, you know, top 10 all time in my book and right there on the cusp, if not in the top 10 on most people's books. So Steph's that rare, small player where you're counting his rings.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie got his ring. He's won it, and he hit the big shot, right? So with the money he's already left on the table, I wouldn't be mad at him, and I'd actually think it was very – rich of him personal, you know, to show character and really show what he's about. If he decided, you know what, I'll take less money, you know, maybe $30 million a year and go to the Lakers because I want to win championships and I like LA. I wouldn't be mad at him for that. But I understand if he was just like, look, to your point, this is my last deal. And I've left money already on the table. I'm going to go wherever they give me the most money.
Mm-hmm.
I would get it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know. Does he want to go play with LeBron? LeBron was upset that they didn't trade for him or couldn't get him. It ended up working out in the Lakers' favor, I believe. I believe they went further without him and the team that they put together than with him. It'll be interesting to see. And like, you know, he said, there's no rush. They got plenty of time, man. We're going to figure this thing out. Plenty of time.
Yeah, I think he might have been mad about the report or the comment from Brian Windhorst, really. Not a report necessarily, but that he's, you know, he's attending the Lakers game to up his leverage with the Mavericks. But I do think there's probably some truth. I don't know if that's the entire reason, but I think there's probably some truth to that. And if that's, I'm not really mad at that, right?
Or he was in LA and his boy was playing in playoffs, right?
Well, are they boys now?
Or just
potential business partners?
I mean, LeBron wanted him. They've apologized. He's apologized to LeBron.
Nah, I feel you.
So, feel you know, he wanted him.
Yep. All right, well, Ephraim, great work, man.
Of course.
You hung tough.
Thank you. Oh,
you'll be back tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
My man, peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.